Well, to me it looks like water.
Okay, fine. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a what? What do you call that?
If somebody shot a bullet through your arm.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that? Any place when you're hurt.
Call it.
Oh.
You'd call that a wound.
All right. A kind of skinless growth in a wound that's got to be burned out. Have you ever heard of that? A kind of skinless growth in a wound?
It has to be burned out.
Uh-huh, that has to be burned out.
I don't think so.
Did you ever hear of the word pound flesh?
Proud flesh.
Yes,
that's what
proud
we,
flesh.
We used to call it a long time ago.
Uh-huh. How do you say that?
Proud flesh.
All right, fine. Now, what does that mean?
It means something that's formed when you have a sore. It's something formed under the skin.
Uh-huh.
And sometime that sore will bust. There'll be something under that that looks like kind of white.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we always call that proud flesh.
Oh, I see. I see. Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. Very interesting.
Well, in my time, when I was, you know, going through such things, the doctors hadn't got wise enough to burn it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have something else to get it out with now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I should say so. If you get just a little cut in your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection?
So many things.
What's the red liquid that frequently mothers dab on that you
iodine.
Must have... Yes. What's that?
Iodine.
All right. I know. If you have to take a tonic for malaria, what's you usually called? The pills you take for fever or malaria, what's that?
A tonic or a pill?
It's usually a pill. You often take it down south.
Oh, it's called quinine.
Okay. If a man was shot and he didn't recover, you'd say that he what?
Was shot to death.
Well, suppose, all right, he was shot dead. What would you refer to his, the doctor did everything he could, but he what?
Died.
All right, fine. Mm-hmm. Good. Is there any what is it? Not very humorous way that we often refer to a person dying. We say he what? Meaning passed away. Is there rather a crude, humorous way of referring to that?
If you mean to say, if you did say he died.
Mm-hmm. Instead of saying he died, what might you say? He
passed away.
Yes, but is there any humorous term that you've heard used for that?
Well, my old people used to say he kicked a bucket.
All right, fine. Now remember the song, Old Man Moe's Done Kicked a Bucket, if I remember. All right. You say, I ask you how he died, and you say, I don't know what he died
with.
Okay. Places where people are buried, what do you call that?
A cemetery.
And
some says graveyard and some says cemetery.
All right, fine. The box that people are buried in, what's that called?
Called a casket.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be called coffins.
Right, that's true. Yeah, you're right. In the old time ones, what were they made of? Do you have any idea?
Planks,
is that right?
They call them boxes.
Is that right?
In the olden times, people would make them.
Oh, really?